Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, A Head Served on a Platter.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. But others said it is Elijah, and others said it is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers for the leaders of Galilee. When his daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it. And he solemnly swore to her, whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what should I ask for? She replied, the head of John the Baptizer. Immediately, she rushed back to the king and requested, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for the guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a soldier of the guard with others with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it on a tomb. The Gospel of the Lord. This is one of the most horrific scenes in the Gospels. Imagine a head served on a platter. King Herod here is Herod Antipas, a son of Herod the Great, the one who tried to kill Jesus as a baby. When Herod the Great died, his territory was divided into parts, and his sons took over one part each. Herod Antipas was given rule over Galilee and Perea. So, in the Gospel, we learn that Herod Antipas heard of the mission of the disciples. And the mission of the disciples made Jesus more well known. Jesus' fame has been increasing, and here, even the political leaders of the day have heard about him. King Herod hears about Jesus and what people are saying about him. We remember that previously, Herod had John arrested because John was publicly rebuking him for his immorality in marrying Herodias, who is his brother's wife. Saint Mark expresses here the work of Jesus' followers. We are reminded that the passage prior to this, Jesus sent out his disciples to preach. These two passages are in contrast with each other. Jesus' kingship sends out people to to preach the good news. While the worldly King Herod kills. This leads us to a reflection. How many people today have died doing what is right? How many have lost liberty standing to what is just? Around the world, we see people dying. They have become numbers and dead bodies. They died because they fought for their faith. They stood up for what is true and just. Some have become political prisoners. And others, when they speak of the truth, the gospel truth, they are persecuted. In the Philippines, 4 Catholic bishops were charged with sedition along with 3 other priests in July of 2019. The Catholic bishops have been very vocal in their opposition against the extrajudicial killings, the illegal drug trade, and corruption. The gospel that we have read is trying to tell us that we have to be prepared, that weak disciples, like most of us, must be prepared for the sufferings of Christ and of the sufferings that we have to bear for following Christ. We are to become strong in the face of the world's evil. The head of John the Baptist is the head of those who can stand up for Jesus. Look around you. Whose head is being cut off today? My sisters and brothers, working for God's kingdom will cost you. We know that. There is actually an option. Is it the head on a platter? Or the carefree dancing among the crowd? We pray for the gift of fortitude, that as Christians, we may endure the sufferings for the love of Christ. Amen.